Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get your notepad and a pen if you're able. And I want you to take notes. Amen. The Bible said, try every spirit. So I want you to try this spirit of the message, the spirit that's upon my life, and try the word of God that we're preaching. The Bible says that it is our responsibility to check the word out and check everyone out who's preaching the word. So I want to invite you to go to the word and study with me if you're able. Today we're going to take you into a message entitled, Your Life is Your Light. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That means Christians should have some good works in their lives that people can see and glorify God. Let's go now into the message already in progress. God bless you.
Why am I saying that? The true cross, the true blood has truly made me free. Don't preach the cross with a sin perspective. If you really believe in that cross, where's the light? Where's your life? Where's the demonstration? Hallelujah. So he said, we are created unto good works. Now, this was already in my notes. I didn't know who was going to be here this morning. But now, like I said, a lot of people wonder why I do this. I got a call from God. He told me, I got your back. Don't worry about nobody what they think about you. You're calling and ain't like everybody else. Just please me. I'm going to please him. Because I ain't worried about being liked. We don't ask nobody for money. We all these 10 different radio stations, 7 or 8 different states, 5 countries. This little ministry don't sell no books. I will see these. We don't sell our books. We don't beg for money. On my radio broadcast, you never hear us begging folks for money. Never. Why? Because he said, be an example. If this is my word, I'll support it. Tell me God ain't doing it. So finding the Bible where God called a preacher, gave him a message to take to society, and told him to sell it. Find it. It ain't there. Church done got so far off course, we selling everything. And if Jesus came back, he'll run all the money changers out the church. Glory to God. If your gospel is real, stop your sales. Stop your asking for money. One day we was in Houston, and they got the, we had all kinds of races in there, all kinds of colors. We got the other church popping up now. Someone Cares Ministry Houston popping up now. And it's the white and Hispanic division of Someone Cares Ministry with a few blacks. Amen. They popping up right now. I remember when we first went down there and won them to Christ and taught all them preachers. They came in there and saw all them faces in there. And they had one couple in there. Got the one there, who is this black guy bewitching these folks? And they said, we want to be over the money. And I found out about it. I came out that Sunday morning, and didn't I? I got several witnesses. I came out that Sunday morning. I said, we here with a message. We didn't come for no money. We take no more public offerings in this church. How many preachers do that? And we didn't miss a beat after that. In fact, we brought in more money because we set the bucket. Said, if you want to give, give. If not, keep it. We're going to preach. Church brought in more money after that, our elder, than we did when we was taking public offerings. Demonstration of spirit and power. Now, all I can say to my loving brothers in the clergy, if your ministry is legitimate and your word from God is legitimate, drop your sales. Stop begging for money and preach this truth. If God can sustain this little ministry all over the world, he can sustain you. Some of them ain't going to do it because they'll go bankrupt. Right now, I'm doing the Elijah Challenge. Elijah Challenge, 800 prophets of Baal, and say, if your God is real, let him prove himself. That's all I'm doing. I'm not boasting in Curtis. I'm boasting in the gospel. I'm saying, if your God is real, show me. And if you can't, don't ever say nothing about these scriptures I'm preaching. Glory to God. Okay. All right. Now, where am I going, Holy Ghost? You got my scriptures, Nisha? How long have I been going? I didn't even look at the clock. Huh? Nisha, you can put up Yeah, put up the first one. Just leave that right there. Let me go through this little scenario right here. Now, in Exodus 20, verse 7, the scripture says, don't take God's name in vain. Okay? And 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13 through 5, the ministers were given account for taking the name of the Lord God, thy God, in vain, and for misleading the people. When you see that scripture that say, if any man defile the temple of God, now it shows up in other scriptures somewhere else, I think in Corinthians, or further on in Corinthians. But it first shows up, I believe, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. When you read that and see if any man defile the temple of God, him will God destroy. He was talking about preachers. He was telling us preachers, if you defile these people with false doctrine, I, God, will destroy you. It's a heavy thing to be a preacher. Now, in context, that's what that first defile or destroy you is talking about. Now, if God say he's going to destroy you, do that look like a reward at the judgment seat of Christ? Okay. Now, I'm a defender of the faith, and I'm uncovering doctrines, and I've been teaching a message on revealing the man of sin in the church. The way the man of sin got in the church is through doctrines. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 says, in the latter time, we're in the latter time, Jesus soon to come. So we got to get right. Said, in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith. Then the scripture going to tell you how they're going to depart. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. It got in through doctrines of devils. How did the devil come and teach a doctrine? Did the devil walk in the door and come up here and teach? No, he came through men. That's why the Bible said, let no man deceive you. That's why 1 John 4, verse 1 said, test every spirit. They tested Paul, Acts 17, verse 11. And God's word called those people noble. It is a noble thing to test your pastor. When did the church stop testing their leader? Oh, you love Reverend so-and-so so much? Oh, I love my pastor. How you know your pastor didn't lie to you? That Bible says you're supposed to study to show yourself approved. Test him, and then you should love him. You should be kind to him. But don't stop testing your leaders. When the Bible told you, test all of us. Because there was times in my life, I always loved God since I got saved, but I was ignorant. And I was teaching people false doctrine. I didn't really want to. That devil had snuck in the church, convinced me of a few things, and I'm preaching with zeal. I'm lying to folks. And I found out, I kicked him out of my life. Now I'm kicking him out the church. He got in through men. Some of them was good. Some of them was wicked. Some of them was wolves. Some of them was dogs. That's what the Bible say. Now, I can't judge and say who the wolves and dogs are. I don't know. I can listen to that message and say that's a wolf message. On November the 3rd, 2015, 7 a.m., to 8 a.m. on SBN. You can go to jsm.org. You can go and look at the, go to the website and go to the archives, and you can verify what I'm about to tell you. And I hope Bible say we, see, I done went through biblical protocol. Bible say you go to your brother. I done that. Bible say go back with a witness. I done that. And instead of them repenting, they took the gospel and tried to embarrass it. So it gives me this platform. I'm in the scripture. If I did this wrong, I'd be sinning. I'm in the scripture. God got my back. So for those that don't understand, I love you and I'm sorry, but I got to do what I got to do. He said, the whole panel, all of them in agreement, there's no record where all the apostles supported Paul. He said that on this broadcast. And incidentally, for those who want verification, let me see. I can show you that that's a scripture, that's a lie. Okay, if you want to see where all the apostles, all the local church, and all the elders in the Jerusalem church supported Paul, got behind him, and even James supported him. You can go for reference, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 through 16. Now, yes, on this broadcast, the preacher say, Peter made reference that Paul says some things hard to be understood with the idea that Paul says some things that hard to be believed. He was trying to make it look like the apostles didn't believe Paul. Lie, lie, lie. Paul says some things hard to be understood. Peter didn't say he didn't understand them. Peter made reference that I read all Paul's epistles. I can show you that in the scriptures. And Peter said, Paul says some things hard to be understood. And he said, them that wrestle with these scriptures, they wrestle to their own destruction. That's what Peter said. Peter didn't say he was having problem with them, but the preacher said ought to be understood. Paul came along later. The apostles walked with Jesus. If those apostles got up and wrote in the holy canon of scripture that Paul says some things hard to believe, why would you believe anything Paul wrote? And the apostles said they don't believe it. The apostles didn't say that. The preacher said that. They lying on the scripture. Let me give you the call letters again. November the 3rd, 2015, from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., SBN, you can go to jsm.org, go to the archive, and pull up this broadcast and pay attention. And it's just in case if they erase it, I got it on my DVR. The devil is a liar. God needs somebody. Somebody say, well, the Bible defend itself. Give me your Bible, Sister Peggy. And this is the Bible. He's going to defend himself. I come over here and tell you a lie. Why the Bible ain't said nothing? God want to call somebody to read this book and get the Holy Ghost and say something. Yeah. Don't tell me this book going to defend itself when God used people to defend it. Now, once you preach it, it'll defend itself. Then when you done gave voice to it. That's what they tell me. Oh, just preach the scriptures. It'll just don't say nothing. It'll defend itself. That's a dummy preacher. You do what you call to do. I'm going to do what I'm called to do. Y'all don't look at me funny. Now, Jesus called them fools. I just said dummy. Because that is kind of dumb. Amen. Acts 15 verse 24 and 28, all the church, all the apostles, all the elders got behind Paul and supported him. But on this broadcast, they said none of the apostles, all the elders, they was against what Paul was preaching. Y'all gonna fall out when you go hear it verified. He said they was against what Paul was preaching. And the scriptures didn't say that. This thing getting worse now. See, you know why, elder? They got too many scriptures put in the airway now. So when the scripture come forth to reveal your lie, you got a lie to tell another lie to cover that lie. Why don't you just repent and say, you know what, this man right, let me shut up. I repent, y'all. Let me get it right. I was wrong at one point. And when God showed me how wrong I was, I said, you know what, I'm wrong. Let me teach these people right because I don't want to go to hell behind this. He said, James was off. Because, see, James messed up their doctrine. Remember I showed you at first? James messed up justification by faith. So they got to discredit James to keep their message looking like it's the message of the hour. Why don't you just agree with the Bible? So they said James, the apostle James, who wrote James, was off. Let Galatians says, if any man preach any other gospel, let him be cursed. They cursed themselves. I'm just pronouncing the word and informing the body, and all those saints following the cursed man ought to wake up before they lose their soul. And I didn't say this, and this is church. This is warfare. Because I ain't against them. I'm against that bear in your backyard. He said James was off. And he said, and when you're off, listen to him now, and when you're off, you will be under the dominion of sin. And then he went off saying, am I saying that James couldn't walk in victory? Here's what he said. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what he said. And people clapping, saints clapping, because they bewitched, because you so loving your leader. I love my leader. You're supposed to, but don't love him when he's lying. Wake up. Paul said, who's bewitched you? And a preacher have all preachers have an anointing, whether it's good or bad. Everyone got an anointing. That's why Bible says you test all of us. Test what I'm saying. Go look at the scripture. Go listen to the Holy Ghost inside you. Then go listen to them. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Test both of us. This Curtis Lewis said in this, test me first since I'm bringing it up. And then go check your Bible out and see who's telling the truth and who's lying. Then they went off, leaving all of the apostles in sin. They said Paul was struggling with sin because they twisted Romans chapter 7 to support their sinful lifestyle message. Shame on all them preachers for twisting God's word. He said this on the same broadcast. If the apostles would have got behind Paul, listen now, listen closely. The Bible is the word of God, right? Yeah. Can't be adjusted. Don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing from it, right? So this is a holy document. It's settled. God's pleased with it. He said on the broadcast, if the apostles would have got behind Paul, the Bible would have been somewhat, would have been a little different. That preacher just denied this book. Go listen for yourself. That's what he said. His words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, first of all, the apostles did get behind Apostle Paul. James was not in sin. Paul wasn't in sin. Paul was not struggling in Romans chapter 7. If you read Romans chapter 7, verse 1, Paul set the stage of what he was getting ready to talk about. He wasn't using he used himself figuratively speaking, but he was not personally talking about himself that every time I would do good, evil, always present. He was using an example. In verse 1, he said, know ye not, in other words, before you read this book, know this first, know ye not, I speak to them that know the law. Who is that? The Jews. The Jews were not born again. God gave them the law. And none of them was born again, and they couldn't keep it. So he said, know ye not, I speak to them that know the law. Now everything else he's finna establish, if you don't get verse 1, you're going to get the body of Romans chapter 7 out of whack, and they got it out of whack, and they preaching, just believe in the cross, just believe in what he did, and you can go to heaven with sin. They have said that. I ain't misquoting nobody. One of the preachers said, when you following a preacher, I see why they're preaching this now. He said this September the 2nd, 2015 at 7:15 p.m. on SBN. He said, when you following a preacher, don't look for perfection, look for direction. Go look. The Bible said in Ephesians 4, verse 11 through 16, the preacher is for the perfecting of the saints. How you going to tell the people don't look for perfection in your life when the Bible called you to perfect them? But he said when you follow the preacher, don't look for perfection, look for direction. Y'all make sure I'm living this. Or I ain't got no business preaching it. This is what he told me, because I prayed and lost 15 pounds fasting for them. Lord, open their eyes. Please help them. Because, I love them. And I said, Lord, send somebody. When I lost 15 pounds, I thought it was over. He said, I'm sending you. I said, well, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. And I've been doing it. And it's getting intense. This is mercy. This is God extending mercy to you to repent. Because if you're still breathing, you can repent. God will forgive you. Amen. This ain't somebody hating on you. This somebody really love you. Because this is foolishness. Saying this Bible can be improved upon. Man, he just indirectly took or added to, didn't he? Because if you add to this, your name can be taken out of the book of life. You trying to say it could have been a little different. No, baby, the Bible is perfect. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. How you going to change the scripture? Or he's already added to it because I got him a big expositor. He done changed the Bible. He did change it. All right, let me finish the little message. Let me go back to the pastoral role. Matthew 5:16. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. My first point is your light has to shine. Okay. Now, the reason I went off into all of that is, you know why some Christians' light can't shine? Is they talk garbage like this. That's why I went there. And God getting ready to come back, and the church following false doctrine, and ain't no light in their life, and God got to call somebody to stand up for the word of God and said, that ain't right. Let's get it right. Jesus is coming. And when the saints wake up and realize they've been hoodwinked, and the man may be a good man. I believe he is. I believe he really loved God, but he couldn't find victory. And now because you couldn't find victory, you come up with a doctrine, nobody can do it because I couldn't do it. You lying. You ain't the standard for the body. Jesus is. But the enemy came in some kind of way, got in a good man and start teaching false doctrine. And that doctrine got in the saints. And the Bible said a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. It's the little foxes that spoil the whole vine. And the Bible said, if the light that's in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? The devil snuck in the church several decades, started teaching things like nobody's perfect. No such thing as sinless perfection. And that's a lie, because that's a deep word. Sinless perfection. You just simply saying holy. Just go on and say no such thing as holy. Then everybody gonna know you lying. They tried to make it deep. Sinless perfection. Devil using deep words. And all it means, church, is be holy. Now, Hebrews 12:14. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Now, how you gonna say ain't no such thing as holiness? Because that's all no such thing as sinless perfection is. But those doctrines majorly taught in the church. Then the favorite one, though, well, it just when it said whoso committed sin is the servant of sin, and whoso committed sin is of the devil, and they couldn't see, well, that don't mean Christians of the devil. So that word committed in the Greek means just don't practice it. You lying. Because what you're saying is, oh, it just means don't, okay, you can sin a little, just don't do the lifestyle. You can sin a little, but don't let it have rule and have dominion. You see how silly that is? But that's a major doctrine taught in the church every day, every Sunday. Taught, you know about it? Anybody else ever heard it? If you hear it, now you're going to know. That's what they said. Go search it. They said it just means don't do the lifestyle. Don't let it rule and have dominion. Well, Jesus said, one sin. How many sin messed the world up? What if Adam would have ate a piece of the fruit, but he didn't do a lifestyle of eating fruit? Thank you, Holy Ghost. That was good. If I gotta say so. Stupid doctrines in the church. Got sin in the church. And God gonna call a voice. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Devil, come out the church in the name of Jesus. I'm about finished. Your light hath to shine. Matthew 5:20. Let me read this. Matthew 5:20. Second point. Your righteousness have to be seen. Your righteousness have to be seen. I say Jesus' righteousness now. And I'm gonna show you Jesus said this. Now, go argue with Jesus. Because there's a doctrine in the church, oh, it's not my righteousness, it's his righteousness. Oh, I'm not perfect. I'm only perfect because I believe in his perfection. That's a lie. That's a lie Satan snuck in, taught, and everybody believe it. Now, the Bible does say Because of his blood and because of the cross and because of the power of the resurrection, Jesus has made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He's made me righteous. I'm on the right path. Now, Jesus finna say through this verse right here, now, if your righteousness don't exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee, you can't go to heaven. Oh, yeah, that's in the Bible. Jesus said, I made you righteous, but don't come talking about my righteousness now. Yeah, it's mine that got you here, but you got to have a light now. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good. Y-O-U-R. Not J-E-S-U-S. J-E-S-U-S made you righteous. Now let me see your Y-O-U righteousness. Jesus said, now let some doctor come try to change these words of Jesus. And then let him come talk about, well, that's Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, the New Testament church that start to act. Well, why you believe in the Great Commission? Matthew 28. He told everything he taught these apostles. They went to set up the church. He said, now go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them. Then he said, teaching them to observe all things I commanded you. Okay, grace preachers, how you going to change that now? You going to change Jesus' words? They're saying what Jesus taught in the gospels wasn't for the church. Now, tell Jesus that. And stop claiming you're preaching the Great Commission, because the Great Commission says preach everything Jesus preached to the apostles. Oh, this Bible got them. And see, you know why preachers don't do this? See, I love preachers. I done raised a lot of them. I done birthed a lot of preachers. When I said birth my fruit, you know a tree by the fruit it bear. I got a lot of them. I don't control their churches. I don't try to be, I'm the apostle over 20 churches. I'm assessing fees for, I don't assess fees from none of them. I don't control none of their ministries. I don't want to control none of their church. I'm an apostolic father, and if they got sense, they'll stay in touch and stay in divine order, and I'll keep feeding them. But if you want to get big-headed, go on with your church to hell. I mean, somewhere. But most apostles want to control folks. Control is witchcraft. And apostles, if you're gathering churches, assessing fees, repent. And if you're trying to be an apostle, come do it like me. That's what Paul said in 2 Corinthians. He challenged. He said, if they're real apostles, let them do what I do. Paul didn't take no money from Corinth. He worked with his own hands when he was there. He set the example. He said, now all of these apostles, if they're really apostles, let them do what I do. That's what Paul said. So that's where I got that from. Preachers, do it like me then if your message is real. You got your organization. And Jesus didn't establish an organization. He established an organism. A living organism, set an order in it, first apostles, secondary prophet, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, gifts of healing, then governments. You know who the governments is? The bishops and deacons. And the apostles set them in place. How the bishop is over the church now? That's out of order. God set the members in the church as it has pleased him. How it pleased you to put bishops over the church now? Out of order. Jesus said, for I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, Jesus read writing, you shall in not no case enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, you ain't going.
Well, praise the Lord. That's it for today. We are out of time, but I want to encourage you for more free teaching. I want to send you to our website, www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to call us, you can call us at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.